we sure would. I spent all my time, spare time when I was younger with Edwin. Went everywhere together, he'd take me to the auction, he showed me how to run a farm, how to milk a cow and how to look after the sheep. All the rest of it, he taught me to drive.
Was it him and his cousin ran a bus company?
No, it was him and his brother.
Him and his brother, right.
Him and his brother ran it. There were three of them sort of in it. There were Edwin that owned it. There was John who was his brother. He did quite a lot of the driving. And then Phyllis's sister was married to a man called Walter Ritchie who lived at Connolly. And he was a motor mechanic. So if anything went wrong with the bus wires, he came on and doctored the buses up. One day he said, I'm going to have a look at the coach. He said, you want to go? I said, yeah, I'll go. So he said, we'll be here in the morning, bright and early. So I went over there and we got in the car and I said, where are we going? He said, we're going to Glasgow. So we went to Glasgow and he went in and bought that. There were a green coach with the first one, a big six-wheeler. Big six-wheeler was the first coach you bought, a big green one. And he bought that and then we drove back from Glasgow that same day, so we rode there and back. And then about 3 or 4 days later, the coach arrived at Lane Farm. And the road's not very wide there, is it? It's not wide. So they couldn't swing the coach around to get it square with the gateway, so it wouldn't go in the gate, we couldn't get it in. So then we deceptive and move the gatepost and the big stone gatepost, the world, and big chunky gatepost, took a big hole at the side and pulled them sideways so they could get the coach in. And in the meantime, the end building had been a cart shed. So we cleared all that out, and then the coach went into the cart shed, but it didn't have any doors on. It was just an open fronted building. And it wanted doors on to there were a lot of equipment in there, so he wanted it so they could lock it up. Wanted doors, wanted a joiner. The joiner was our friend of Lord Clifford Kitson. So Clifford came down and he was pegging the things and I stood and watched him. He opened wood screws in. Wood screw, big hammer, bang, bang, and knocked them in. Next one. All wood screws, bang, bang. He put a lot in and I said, What are you doing? I said, what slot for? He says, oh, that's to take them out with. They put every screw in with a big hammer. And it was a joiner. Anyway, we got the doors on and the locks on and so you could lock it up and that was the garage. And the three of them between them, Edwin and John and Walters, looked after them. He was a good driver with Edwin and he taught me to drive. He got me my first driving lessons, which was 74 years ago. And it had written on it for cars and motorcycles, but he also got it put on to enable me to drive an agricultural tractor from one farm to another.
Right.
So that I could drive from Kilwick to Lovesdale, where his father had a farm. He said one day, come get in the coach. Get in the driving seat, so get in the driving seat, go on, get off, and so I set off in the coach, driving the coach. I went on Skipton Road, and I got to Bradley, and then stopped there, and I backed into Bradley Lane, and turned round and came back again, and I think his idea, he didn't tell me, but I think his idea was, well, if he can drive a coach, I'll have him. But that time I was busy with the factory, and I never got there, never did that. I just drove it that once.
The Shuttleworth Coach Company, that was called Arnold Benson.
And it was Edwin Arnold Shuttleworth, and it was John Benson Shuttleworth, so it was Arnold Benson. They didn't put Walter Ritchie's name in, they just had those two. He ran days out and that sort of thing. Took the children from Kilwick School to the maths at Glasgow. Various things. Went to Keighley and parked somewhere and all the workmen came and got in his bus and they took him to work and everything to keep the bus going, you know, to make him money. And then he bought another one, but this time it was a four-wheeler, it was a better a better sort of horse. And then he was having trips to the sea, out into the country and such like. And then one day he says, we're having a course trip next week. He says, there's some seats haven't been filled. He said, would you like to go? So I asked my wife, she said, yeah, let's go. So I told my parents, and so they went and they booked on the same bus. So we went to Aberdeen then. I don't know, they used to go all over. Yeah. I only went on that one trip with him for a week.
A week?
For a week, yeah.
Okay, so it's proper holidays rather than just excursions.